Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. Welcome back to Hacks and Hobbies. If you missed part one, Robert Plank shared his journey to 1,400 podcast episodes and how he built visibility without burning out. Now in part two, we're going tactical. Robert is going to break down his system for turning one podcast episode into a full month of marketing content. Robert, welcome back. I'm so excited to have this conversation about turning a month or turning a single podcast episode into a full month of marketing content.
I'm excited too. Let's do it.
So Robert, let's start with the big picture. How can one podcast episode realistically stretch into a month of content? I mean, I am producing way too many episodes, publishing one episode a day. We're doing about 20 a month. And I know that's a lot of content, but break us down for us. How can we stretch a single piece of content into a month of content?
By having a workflow. I think it starts with realizing that not everyone is going to watch or listen to all your content. It'd be great if they did, but you think of whoever's your biggest fan. Like, have you seen every single Nicolas Cage movie? Like, probably not. Even if you're the biggest Nicolas Cage fan, there's probably more movies of his that you just haven't seen.
And I think I've done about 75% of his movies. I mean, I am kind of a fan of his stuff, but yes, it's kind of all over the place. You're right.
Yeah, but there's still more to find. And
yes.
And imagine someone who's only the average Nicolas Cage fan, right? Maybe they've seen Lord of War, they've seen Next, but they haven't seen the Leaving Las Vegas. So there's always more to discover, more to find. And there's this thing called the algorithm, right? Where when the internet began, you put up a web page, people would see it just because there were so few web pages. And then when Facebook and MySpace came around, then similar idea, right? Just because you had a Facebook profile, people would say, wow, there's Junaid, and look at the picture he posted of his food. But then what happened was everyone got on and it became so crowded. And so Twitter, X, right, Facebook, all these platforms, after a while, they said, we can't show everyone's content to everybody. There's just too much. And then they realized that there is an addictive factor where they say, well, let's just show maybe 10%, even 5% of what could be seen to people, and look at what they click, look at what they like, comment, look at even if they're scrolling, when they stop the scroll, hey, well, maybe even count it as part of that, and then show more of that. And TikTok has exploded with this, right? When you see these young kids, they're scrolling through TikTok and they're flipping through. And if they flip through like 50 quick videos, they stop on one, TikTok's like, hey, we'll show more of that. And so you think, instead of it being about you and your content and all your big massive library, you think of what's the path for someone to become addicted to you and fall in love with you. And there's so many personalities out there, right? Like, I don't understand Instagram at all, Junaid. I don't know about you, but some kids love it. And so there's different platforms where people just want to go on Instagram and just look at pictures. They want to just go on YouTube and just watch videos. They want to go on LinkedIn and just read the text. And the first, I guess, tip or secret about repurposing your content is that different people have different attention spans and learn in different ways. So if you think, okay, I've got a 1 hour podcast, how can I possibly make that into 20 different pieces of content? Well, you think, well, you could probably find like three or five really good moments and clip these like 30 second or 60 second little reels and put like the captions burned in like we've all seen, and use those on TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn. You think, well, out of everything that's said, there are probably five or six really short and profound and unique sentences, and I can grab the text of just those sentences and take a picture of me or Junaid just right? Like here with a thumbnail and put the words on there. And then ever since ChatGPT became a thing, the possibility to have multiplied even more because you can take the transcript and you can say to ChatGPT, like, hey, can you make 5 tweets from all this content? Can you make me 5 Facebook posts, 5 LinkedIn posts? And then the kind of secret hiding in plain sight with ChatGPT is you could ask it literally anything. So even if you said, well, hey, I've got a podcast, what are 20 things I could do with it? You just ask it that question and it will literally, even in the years to come, who knows what social platforms are out there, you could, it can say, hey, here's 20 things that you can do with your podcast recording, even going into the future. And so there's all these different ways to cut it up, and there's different types of people and different paths they'll take to learn more about you.
Man, that's so powerful, and that's so true. People on the different platforms have different attention spans. They might be interested in something. So having that understanding of, number one, what's my content about? Who's it for? So that you are creating content specifically for those people too. Now, talk to me about what channels do you prioritize first? Do you prioritize social media, blog, emails, or any other thing that might come to mind?
Me personally, I prioritize YouTube and LinkedIn first. And that's just because that's where I hang out. That's where my people hang out.
Yeah.
I am not much of a podcast app person. I know some people, they like to like go and subscribe to all the shows. I'm more of a kind of like browse on YouTube type of person.
Of course.
And if a show is on the podcast platforms but not YouTube, I'm just like, what's their problem? What's the deal with that? And so with podcasting, there's this thing called syndication, which means that you post your show and it appears on all kinds of different platforms, right? It's on Spotify, it's on Audible, it's on iHeartRadio. And so different people discover you in different ways. So the good news about podcasting is a lot of that is covered right off the bat, right? You set up the accounts, you get it, the syndication just going on its own. So you post that podcast and it shows up to all the places and it shows up on your website. But I just know as far as my own browsing habits is that I do click over to people's websites, but I'm spending a lot more time on social media than on random websites. And I know that we said a moment ago, like, I'm not much of an Instagram person, but hey, if you are or your audience is, that's great too. And I know that I don't go on Facebook a lot for business. It's there to fun, catch up with friends, but I'm more of like, okay, what's on LinkedIn when I want the quick clips? And then what's on YouTube if I then want to see more of that? So I'm a YouTube and a LinkedIn guy, but that's just me.
I like it. I like it. It's important to pick one platform and really master it, because then you know exactly the data that's coming back from those platforms too, because then you can make a calculated decision on where you want to spend more time with, which video of yours or which podcast of yours got the most views or most content, because then you can say, okay, people really love this topic. Let's go deeper into that topic. Let's bring on guests on those topics, and you know, just makes so much easier for us to create even more content. Now, let's jump into the process, Robert. Walk us through your process. What are the exact steps from recording an episode to having a content calendar filled?
Well, I go to my team, I send it to my team and they do the work, but their process is they use tools like they use Descript and Otter to transcribe. They use Veed and Opus and Canva to make the clips. So they use these tools that maybe we've all heard of, and maybe we haven't tried them, but we've heard that there are these tools out there where they'll take your audio, they'll take your video, and they will give you some choices. They won't do all the work for you, but they'll say, hey, here's some video clips you might put out. Here's some graphics you might put out. There's an excellent tool called Cast Magic that will give you, say, well, hey, this podcast episode, this can rank for these certain keywords, or these titles will work well for you.
Yeah.
And then And my go-to, my default is usually ChatGPT, because especially you get that transcript made and you give it to it and you say, hey, I've got this podcast episode and I want to put it on LinkedIn. Gives you a LinkedIn post. I have an email list and I want to send my email list to it. What's a good promotional email? And they just put it out there for you. And behind the scenes, it puts good copywriting principles into place. And with social media and the Reels, the TikToks, especially the kids these days talk about that hook, right? They say the first 3 seconds or less, you need to have that amazing first sentence, or that half sentence needs to be something really good to just like draw someone in and someone to say, hey, that this is exactly what I need to be listening to right now. And in general, like this thing called copywriting, it sounds kind of like scary and like a lot of work, but I have a book called Why, What, How to, What If. And I'm a big believer that any message that you put out, it should get someone's attention by asking, well, why is someone even watching the video? And then set the table and provide the foundation by saying, like, what are we about to explain? Or like, what are the principles? And then the how-to, which is like, what are the steps of solving this problem? Or like, how was this done? And then the what if, which is, now that we've explained this, what are some next steps? And it's kind of like it starts vague, it captures this attention, and then as it continues, it gets more and more focused until it says, hey, are you the kind of person that, do you want to know how to tie a tie? Well, this YouTube video is perfect for you. And then there's these three types of ties, and here's what we're about to do, and here's the steps, and here's me wrapping it around my neck, and here's me doing it. And now that you have learned how to tie a tie, here's how to get that job interview, or here's how to get the right suit jacket, here's the next steps for you. And so it's the there's all these tools, and the default is you put the transcript into ChatGPT and say, hey, I want to promote my podcast on this platform, how do I do it? And then ideally, it will give the output in these steps I've explained, where it's attention, interest, desire, action, basically, right? It gets someone noticing what you do. It says what you're about to teach. It teaches them. And then it says, hey, now that you've done it, here's that call to action. Here's what to do next.
Dude, that's a powerful process. And we're all aware of ChatGPT and its superpowers. So why not use it for our advantage by feeding it content that you just created, content that you just had a conversation on, content that's original to you? Now, Robert, you've worked with a lot of podcasters. Where do most podcasters get stuck in this process? And, or, yeah, where do they get stuck?
I think with the overthinking, I think you and I are on the same page that overthinking is such a killer of dreams. Mm-hmm. And there's the thinking, the questions of like, okay, what lighting do I need? Well, get a ring light, start there, get LED lights, whatever gets your room at least lit when the shadows minimize. You don't necessarily have to have the action figures in the background and the cool purple and red lighting. Someday you can see, there's the whole setup. Oh man, it's the Starship Enterprise, right? But but if you were to say, oh my gosh, I need to buy all the $3,000 of equipment I just saw Junaid set up, then you'd start $3,000 in the hole. And I think that even if you look on TikTok, like a lot of in America, so much news is delivered by angry bearded guys sitting in cars for 30 seconds. God. So if you wanted to start podcasting, you can literally just take your phone, sit in your car, because it has good acoustics, right? It's got like the cushioning, the padding. It won't echo. There's not that many hard surfaces because cars get in accidents. So it's got like, it's like in a padded room, right? It's like a great little setup. Like even my, my office, I've got the, whatever you call it, right? The foam padding to keep the echoes from going around. And hopefully, ideally in a car, it's the same way. You have the padding. And then if you're in a car, you're probably outside. So you probably have good lighting. If you use your phone, it's got like one of the best cameras anywhere where, years ago, it would have cost $3,000 just to have the camera that's right there. So even if just to start, you sat in that car, you recorded your phone, and you talked for 3 to 5 minutes about you, your origin story, your uniqueness, you share a fun story that helped you or even better, a story of you helping a friend, yeah. then that's a great first episode, right?
There's no rule that says the first episode
has to be half an hour. It can be just 5 minutes. Yeah. And then you start to get guests and you do exactly what you're doing here is you meet somebody on Zoom and that's just the first way to get your guests. And you can eventually yeah. move up to like the fanciest switching back and forth, right? You can use the like Riverside or Squadcast or get StreamYard or OBS. There's always these a better camera, better microphone, like stuff it's in the background. Journey.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you just slowly build it over time. And if you go and you buy a bunch of stuff up front, then it's kind of like if you moved into a house and you just bought all the furniture at once. Well, you might not like what you have, then you're stuck with yeah. it versus you're like, you decorate this one room. Well, I want to move the couch from over here to over there. So over time, you increase your production quality, you get better yeah. equipment as kind of like a reward for staying consistent with your show.
I love that, Robert. The analysis paralysis is real. If something comes to mind and you have the tools in hand, just go out and do it. Create that podcast. Create that thought process because that's literally how I started. I started on my smartphone in my car, right? Just like you mentioned, just go and record because once you take that first step, once you record that first episode, you will find, okay, how can I make the next one better? And then the next one better. And then you gradually get better over time. Robert, for someone listening who wants to start tomorrow, what are the three practical steps they can take to repurpose their podcast episodes? They've already spent the time, they've already spent the energy to record the podcast. What are those three practical steps they can take to repurpose their podcast episodes?
Step one, post to YouTube, which seems simple, but so many podcasters are not on YouTube. It's one click away, right? Even if you record it on your phone, you have the video, you click the one button, and you upload it to YouTube.
Off it goes.
Step two, get a podcast host. So, and podcasting, people get stopped because of the technicality. So there are these podcast hosts. I tell people to use Buzzsprout or I use Libsyn personally. That's just because that's where I started. And I'm kind of stuck there. But you get an account on Buzzsprout, it's like $7 a month, and you record your audio file. And it's kind of like a blog, right? You say, instead of like new blog posts on Buzzsprout, you say new podcast episode. And it asks you some similar items like a blog. They say, what's the title of your podcast episode? And what's the audio file? And then instead of the blog content, they call those the show notes. And then the third step, or I guess, so step 2B, so step one is get on YouTube. Step 2A is get on a podcast host like Buzzsprout. Step 2B is then there are steps to then syndicate your podcast, which we've been talking about, right? Get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Audible, which is Amazon Music. And just those four platforms are like 80%, right? There's always more places you can get your show on, get it on like CastBox or who knows where else. But just those few platforms, you say, in addition to YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Audible, and just get it on a few places like that. And then step three is post on your favorite podcast platforms, right? I'm big on LinkedIn and post some of the content there. And something that blew my mind when it came to social media is that Mark Zuckerberg and the rest, they don't want you to take Facebook viewers off of Facebook, right? It's because your way of thinking might be, okay, I've got a podcast episode, I'll post a link on my Facebook page. Well, you could, but Facebook won't show that as much as if you posted a video clip. Why? Because if someone's scrolling Facebook and they stop scrolling and they spend more time getting hooked even more on Facebook because they watched your video, that's what they like. And so Gary Vaynerchuk has the term jab, 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 right hook, which means that you post on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and you just say, hey, here's what I have to say. There's no link. There's no extra anything. Just here's some information, and then here's some more, and here's some more. And if someone is watching you, like, then you've kind of earned the right to then link off to your other social profiles, your podcast. Yeah. But like, think about the content itself and like the images on Instagram, right? On Instagram, you can't even link off except for in your bio. Nope. So you think about for step three is, now that you've recorded your podcast, you put it on YouTube, you put it on these podcast platforms, and then you have the reels, these clips especially, but also, you know, there's a text, but you say, okay, now what social platforms can I post the content itself? Not necessarily a link, but the clips or the value that you've created, put it right there on the platform. That way people will notice you and they're watching. So those are the three steps: YouTube, podcast, social media.
Robert, thank you so much. This has really been very powerful, very actionable episode. Thank you for making podcast repurposing feel doable and not overwhelming. Simple steps: post it on YouTube, post it on your podcast platform, and then talk about it on your social media platform, right? I just had an amazing conversation with Robert. I just had an amazing conversation with this guy, with that guy. And then when you do that, people are like, oh my God, this guy is having conversations. I want to go listen. Where is he having these conversations? And then they might reach out to you. They might connect with you. And then you're making it so much easier for them. Robert, thank you so much for your time here. This was so much fun. Where can people connect with you, learn more about DFY Podcast, and see the system in action?
Podcast is called marketeroftheday.com. We have over 1,400 episodes. Be delighted to have you as a guest very soon. And then the service for Done For You Podcasting is at DFY Podcast. If you say that you're the kind of person that you have things to say, but podcasting seems overwhelming, DFYpodcast.com. Give us your phone videos. We'll put it in all the locations.
Dude, thank you so much again, Robert. Appreciate you. And we'll catch you in the next one.
Catch you in the next one.
See you later. You heard it, guys. Your podcast isn't just one piece of content. It's the engine that can drive your marketing. So start with one episode, follow Robert's step, and watch how much further your message goes. This is Junaid signing off from Hacks and Hobbies. Until next time, keep creating, keep repurposing, keep hacking your passions. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode on Hacks and Hobbies. We absolutely appreciate your contribution. You can find additional notes on hacksandhobbies.com. Please share the podcast with your friends and tell them what you learned about our guest today.